You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Texture. The Reds' payroll is $30 million more than the Pirates. That's the story. Well, it's $23 million more, and that's a significant amount. But consider this. Reds are 21st in payroll. The Brewers are 22nd. The Pirates are 23rd. They're all in the same bucket.
Right.
And yet the Brewers consistently have success. The Reds are having success right now, and the Pirates haven't sniffed success, not really, since 2015. We can talk about ownership until we're blue in the face. Seriously, we can. And I get it. I'm not telling people not to care like that. Care like that. But the reality is the owner is going to be the same. You can still win with a competent general manager, with a competent manager. And the Pirates do not have a competent general manager or manager right now. They just don't. Another texter said, stop going to games. We have. Friday's attendance, 12,349. That's a Friday, man.
Yep.
A Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 17,675. Yesterday, 17,184. Those are real low weekend numbers. Real, real low weekend numbers. And I understand the weather was part of it, but people aren't going. The weekday games are routinely under 10,000, and now your weekend games, I should say, the highest number you brought in this weekend in a weekend game, 17,675. So people aren't going. We'll see if it leads to anything. You can chime in, 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls in a couple of minutes here. I said I had a stat for the people. I will give them that stat, Doran, and then let's have the nuanced conversation.
All right.
The Pirates were not 10 games under 500 until September 1st last year. So they finished 10 games under. They didn't hit that mark until September. They're already 11 games under 500 this year. This is the worst record they've had through this many games, or on this date, since 2016. Last year, they were 14-19. Didn't get off to a great start through this point last year, but you were 5 games under 500, not 11. You were 20-11 in 2023. You were 9-13, 13-9 jokes in 2022. You were 12-16 in 21. You were 14-15 in 19, 17-15 in 18, 12-15 and 17, and 15-12 and 16. This was supposed to be the year of contention, and literally worse through this point in the season than you were at any point since 2016.
Yeah, they didn't do anything in the offseason, like zero. I mean, you bring in Tommy Pham and Spencer Horowitz, who got hurt. Like, you could have seen this coming a mile away. Miles away.
Spencer Horowitz so good, Doran, that they benched him for 3 consecutive games.
Yes.
Woof.
Yes.
He had a chance to rob a home run yesterday. It would have been a very difficult play. He didn't make it. They'll point to, and Ben Cherington did on his radio program yesterday, that according to the metrics, Tommy Pham is the best defensive left fielder in baseball. I don't care if he's Ken Griffey Jr. in the outfield. If you've got an OPS of 450, you can't be playing.
Uh-uh.
And they sat him down not to say, okay, let's think about some internal options and move on from this guy. They sat him down because they thought it would fix him. They're still trying to fix Tommy Pham. 412-928-9370. I had thought coming into this year, Dorn, you go out, you buy a couple of bats, you're actually close because of your starting rotation, because of what the bullpen could be.
For sure.
But they're not going to spend that kind of money to get those significant bats, which means the next GM, the next manager, what are you really inheriting?
That's the crux of the situation for me is, you know, we talk about it even with the Penguins, you know, what is this a sexy job? Like, is this a, like, I know that you have Paul Skeens, you have O'Neill Cruz. Like, is this a job that somebody would be knocking on the door for? Like, for what you're going to have to inherit or not inherit or have the ability of even using or getting.
You ready for a steaming hot take?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Pirates' job is more attractive than the Penguins' job.
I agree.
Because, not even that. You could do absolutely jack nothing for 6 years and still hold your job.
That too.
Meanwhile, if you get hired as the Penguins coach and you're no good for 3 years, probably you're gone.
Yeah.
Probably you're gone. Pirates GM, you got 6 years, pal. Don't got to win any of the years. You're good. They'll probably give Ben Cherington until the end of the season. Six years. He's on scholarship.
And also, if you're just decent. Like, that is that's a huge improvement.
That, too.
So, like, all you have to do is be decent. You don't have to win. I mean, you don't have to win the division. Like, you don't have to win. You don't have to make it to the playoffs. You don't have to get to the wild card. You just have to be decent, and you'll keep your job for a long time.
You have exceeded expectations if you merely win more games than you lose.
Yeah.
You're going to have a nice rotation, in theory, in place, right? Skeens, Jones, Keller, Chandler. They just called Hunter Barco up from Double A. He was dominant to Triple A. He's a big time prospect. You can have a solid young 5-man rotation. You will inherit that, and that is great. But if you're not willing to spend the $15 to $20 million on a hitter, like, that's what you need to spend on a hitter. You probably need two of those guys with that rotation to even sniff competency. If you're not going to spend that money, the next guy, it's going to take a long time to draft and develop.
Mm-hmm.
You've got nobody in the pipeline from a position player standpoint that is ready to step in next season for the new GM, for the new manager, if there is a new GM and new manager. You got nobody who's going to take that next step. Not one guy. And Gorski, well, I'd like to see him continuing to play. He's probably not an answer. He's 27 years old. Nick York, great. He might just be a guy. You've got nothing in the pipeline.
No. You have Connor Griffin, and he won't be here until... I mean, does he count?
I mean, at the absolute pie-in-the-sky earliest, and it's not going to happen. You'd look at 2027.
Right.
He's 19 years old. He's been great in Bradenton. But that's a long way.
Yeah.
That guy's got hundreds of bus rides in his future.
Yeah.
So you got nothing in the immediacy unless you're willing to open up the pocketbooks. And they've said unless they're close, they're not opening it up. And it's impossible to argue that a team that's on pace to win 60-some-odd games, might even be fewer than that at this point, is close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.